Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And before we get underway with our next interview, we want to direct you to our Twitter handle, at eRadioSports, and you can always listen on our mobile app. Check it out at yahoosportsradio.com. The college football conversation, it does continue tonight, and we're going to focus on one of the most successful college football coaches of all time. As head coach from 1966 to 2011, Joe Paterno led Penn State to 5 undefeated seasons, 2 national championships, and was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2007. The Sandusky scandal obscured many of these accomplishments in just one moment, and the memory of a man was altered. Tonight we have invited Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno, who has released his new book. It is titled Paterno Legacy, Enduring Lessons from the Life and Death of My Father. Of course, Jay is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. It's your first time on the show. Good evening, Jay. It's nice to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Okay, so very strong reviews, and it is indeed a compelling read, over 350 pages, and documents your father's life, I think, beyond the scandal. I mean, it focuses on his legacy of a great educator, a coach, father, a grandfather. But it's important, I think, for the listeners to understand, Jay, that you took a bold approach. I mean, you didn't ignore the scandal that overshadowed your father's accomplishments, right?
No, in fact, I'm not naive. I understand there are people that, for them, that's the last thing they remember about his life. So I wanted to put that right up front in the first full chapter. It's called The Elephant in the Room. And it addresses it head on and aggressively. That way people can get that out of their mind and really focus on the kind of life that he lived and the kind of relationship he had with his own children, his grandkids, his players, his coaches, and some of the other people. So I wanted to get that out of the way right away in the book. So I would shy away from it because there's nothing to shy away from.
You know, Jay, what led you to write this book? I mean, because it seems like you were really on a mission to change the narrative and that public perception and to try to set the record straight and to get it right.
Well, it started when this whole story broke. It became pretty apparent very early on that we were in the middle of something that was really beyond sports and really beyond anything anybody had really kind of gone through. And so I kept some notes in real time and with the idea that I would kind of write a book about those 7 or 8 days after the story broke through the end of the first game after my dad had been fired. And then I realized that if I was going to write a book that had anything to do with my dad, I didn't want it just to be about that part of his life. I wanted to really share what he had done for so many people for so many years. So that's really what kind of led to writing the book.
The book was released in September. Do you feel like you're achieving that goal? I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting from some of the Penn State fans and from the folks that have read the book?
Well, a lot of the Penn Staters have said, you know, thank God somebody finally wrote the truth about Penn State because the story, and about Joe Paterno, but, I felt like that there was a side of the story that had not been told yet, and a lot of people are glad to see that. And a lot of the people that I've gotten a lot of great feedback from people that had nothing to do with Penn State, who read the book simply because they were curious and came away getting a better feel for the kind of father he was. Because it's really not a book about, you know, Joe Paterno was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1926.
Right.
It's really a relationship. It's a relationship book. You know,
right.
It's not that kind of biography where you go, he did this, and then he went to school here, and he did this. It's really a first-person narrative from me, a guy who grew up in his house, a guy who played on his team, a guy who coached with him, and really got a chance to see a lot of those things in the first person. So, one of the first things I did when I had the first draft done was give it to a friend of my wife's, and she was not a Penn Stater, not a football fan. She had taught English, and she read it and said, "Yeah, I couldn't put it down." I took that as a good sign. This is not just a book for football fans or just Penn State fans.
Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at eRadioSports. Of course, Jay is joining us. He's talking about the new book that's been released, Paterno Legacy, Enduring Lessons from the Life and Death of My Father. It is a definitive biography on your dad. Share with the listeners in terms of the layout of the book, because I have to assume, and sometimes I ask authors that write real in-depth books, I mean, was it a bit overwhelming to figure out what is going to be the starting point in terms of chronicling your father's incredible career?
Well, I think the thing for me was, and uh, was not necessarily what to put in, but what to take out, because there are so many stories, and his life was so big. I mean, here's a guy that was at state dinners at the White House with four or five different presidents, a guy that met seven or eight presidents, all the way from Kennedy through Obama. So, I mean, this is a guy that had lived a very, very big life, and what do you take out? But what I wanted to do was talk about, you know, the first real section of the book is what he was like at home as a father, as a grandfather, mm-hmm. and then I kind of transitioned to what my relationship was like with him when I was in the team and as a coach, and then obviously we get into the last two or three months of his life before we come back around to the last 7 or 8 years of him, which really kind of he reascended. You know, we had a couple of down years, but the last 7 years of his career, Penn State was right back where it had always been. You know, with the last 7 years of his career, we had the sixth best record in the country, and we were the only school in the country to graduate over 77% of our players and win 77% of our games, exceed those benchmarks. So really kind of end on a really positive note as relates to him. And then I go back and talk about the several months after he had died and what those months were like for me. So really, it's in very different, distinct sections. But like I said, the toughest part was what you take out.
Jay Paterno is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The title of the book is Paterno Legacy, Enduring Lessons from the Life and the Death of My Father. And, you know, your dad, Joe Paterno, had incredible success as a football coach. But the one thing I took away from is that football, it really didn't define who your dad was.
Absolutely not. I think that's a great point to make. I mean, he was a guy that, over the course of his life at Penn State, helped raise, you know, he and my mother would have dinners after the games, and those dinners, the people that came to those dinners ended up donating in excess of $1 billion to Penn State. Not a million, a billion. Predominantly to academics, predominantly to buildings, predominantly to programs that were not related to athletics. Some of it was athletic-related, obviously, but the vast majority of it was not. So, you know, he wanted to make this place a lot better, but he also gave his time to so many other efforts. But, you know, what I think the thing I hope people get out of this is really, as you said, football did not define him. It was just simply the medium he chose to paint his masterpieces in his life. And I think that's going to come through to people who read the book. It'll come through loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. And Jay, you know, you've seen your father on so many different angles. I've heard you say, you know, as a coach, father, you were a player and spent 17 years on your dad's staff. What do you miss the most about your dad?
Oh, I think I miss the most probably just being able to pick up the phone or drop by the house and mm-hmm. ask his advice on things. And I think that's true with everybody that's lost a father, because, you tend to, or a mother or any kind of a figure in your life that you look up to and you respect, because there's things in life where, you come at you, whether it's from my own kids or certainly after my dad was gone and going through what we're going through. With all the other things, you know, having two middle school kids, I would love to have gotten advice on how to handle some of the things that we dealt with. And that's what I think I miss the most. But ultimately, you have to go back and you have to rely on the lessons he taught you, and those are what's really carried me through. And I think a lot of those lessons will be very relevant to a lot of people as they read the book.
Jay, how is your mom doing?
Very well. You know, we've had a lot of success and a lot of positive decisions as it relates to the lawsuits with the NCAA as of late. So the momentum's really in our favor. The truth's coming out. You know, the emails and discovery that's become public have shown that, you know, the free report, which was used to really vilify my, you know, this program as well in Penn State, it's shown that was a report that was written with a predetermined outcome. And that there was a lot of cooperation. In fact, the NCAA and Free were hand in hand on this thing to really create a narrative that would allow them to sanction Penn State and really cast Penn State in a very negative light. So she's really taken a lot of solace in the fact that truth is emerging and that some point, everyone's going to see it.
We are short on time. The title of the book is Paterno Legacy, Enduring Lessons from the Life and the Death of My Father. We've been visiting with Jay Paterno. It is such an honor to have you on the show this evening. I promise I've got your number, and we will huddle up. We'll talk again real soon. So much more that I want to get into in regards to your dad's life. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks so much. It was great to be on.
That, of course, was Jay Paterno, son of Joe Paterno, the new book that he's just released, Paterno Legacy, Enduring Lessons from the Life and Death of My Father. We want to take time to thank all of our amazing guests, our lineup tonight, Nancy Lieberman, Basketball Hall of Famer and analyst with the Oklahoma City Thunder, Bill Rabinowitz from the Columbus Dispatch, Lou Sahadi talking about Clemson, 100 things Clemson fans should know and do before they die, our very own Andy Pondillo does a great job for us each and every week as our producer, and Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Remember, the holidays are here. Don't you dare drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.